going to go ahead and bring a speaker up to speak with you for a few minutes, just in case it's going to happen again. One of the projects that we funded with some of the Earth Honor the Earth money was a women's art co-op down in Chiapas, amongst the Mayan villages, where the Zapatistas are struggling, Mayan Indians down there, for land autonomy and against the sort of devastation of NAFTA, and struggling to get, you know, control of their own destiny. And we have with us a representative from the Zapatistas, a representative in the U.S., Zapatistas, and she's from the U.S. Commission for Democracy in Mexico. Please welcome Cecilia Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. I think you can all feel like Zapatistas because you're all wet. You're sitting in the rain. I wanted to take this opportunity that Amy has given us to ask for your help at this particular moment. As you, some of you may know, there's a low-intensity war going on in Chiapas, Mexico. And that low-intensity war is about oil, because they found the richest oil deposits in the continent of America there. It's about land, because they want the land for something other than feeding people. They want it for feeding cows and for growing specialized crops that are going to be exported. And they really want the indigenous people to disappear, because the indigenous people, they say, do not produce, they do not consume, and they're too difficult to train for something else. And so the people there decided to fight back, and they took up arms. And they took up arms because they're invisible in this kind of system, global system, that is even making the earth invisible. People are also victims of that, of those policies and that way of life. And one of the ways in which they're trying to eliminate them is by having 65,000 troops there, by funding paramilitary groups, by creating hunger, by denying the Zapatista communities the right to eat and the right to plant their food. And they're also enforcing it by the use of rape, which is a primary weapon of this war. And I think that sometimes it's very hard to understand. And I know that as I speak in this audience, there are people among you, there are women, and maybe even men among you who've been victims of rape, or who have close friends or relatives who are victims of rape, and who know that rape is a way of robbing someone's soul, of robbing someone's dignity. And in October of last year, I was raped by three armed men who told me that I had to shut up and stop talking about Chiapas. And here I am today to tell them that they're assholes. And to tell them that you can't kill dignity, you can't steal it, you can't trample it. It's something that lives beyond you. And this is what the Zapatistas fight is about, and that's why we need your help. We need your help for two things. There's 16 prisoners being held right now in Mexican jails, all of whom are being convicted due to their confessions, which were taken by torture. Six of them were sentenced. On September 4th, the Zapatistas are supposed to go back to the peace talks. And it's very likely that they're going to go on red alert. They have commando squads stationed in many of the towns where there are well-known Zapatista communities, including the one that Amy visited this summer. And the situation is very, very difficult. And every time it's become difficult, it's people like yourselves, who I can't see because of the lights, but who I know have share that invisibility with the Zapatistas. And when we all become visible, then we stop the machine. We stop the machine from grinding on. So I'm asking you, I know you're all wet, and I don't know how much longer this rain is going to go on, but we have a table out there. At least take the name and address of the commission so we can write to you. We have some free materials, we have some handicrafts that we're selling from the Zapatista villages. We really need your support right now. We need for you to fax letters, we need for you to put pressure on Cedillo, and we need for you to tell Clinton and Dole that there's a third force out here, and that's the force of invisible people. That's the force of people who have dignity, and that's the force that is going to make this world the kind of world we all deserve to live in. Thank you very much.